The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to America Tonight, kicking off another week here on the show. Nooks and crannies, I guarantee you were buzzing about a couple of things out there. Probably one of them is Hillary Clinton showing up in Iowa, still not officially saying 2016 she's in for the Dems, but I'd say it's more than a big hint that she's going to be there, for sure. Also, sadly, here we go again, another ISIS beheading. Not that we're surprised, I hate to say. This time, it's a British man, and it's just a sickening and heinous. It's the same thing that we saw with the two American journalists that were beheaded. But the Prime Minister, David Cameron, rushes to try to figure out ultimately what England is going to do. They're obviously part of the coalition, and even more invested than ever. He was a British aid worker is what he was, what David Haynes was. He's the guy that was assassinated, because that's what it is. They're assassinating these people. And then the executioner was a tall man with a British accent. So this is the big problem they're having in the UK, the fact that so many of the Westerners who are fighting and so many of the others who are fighting, guess what? Come from the United Kingdom. So as part of our weekly re-rack coming up in our next hour, a conversation with Amanda Bowman, a Brit who is all about that and all plugged in when it comes to what happens now with the English and what they're doing now that this British aid worker, it just adds to that. David Haynes was beheaded by these militants. Here's what Mike Haynes had to say about ISIS and what's gone on.
To my limited knowledge, Islam is about peace. It's about love. All religions are about peace and about love. ISIL are not about religion. They're about terror.
They are about terror, and that's exactly the way I feel. And here we go, relative of David Haynes saying that very same thing. And you heard what he said about peace and love, and then moving on to ISIS and what they're about. So now you have three. You've got David Haynes and the two Americans. The British Prime Minister had a meeting of his national security advisors on Sunday morning to figure out what was going to be done, and they know the identity of the British executioner. So, I mean, how about that? What's going to happen there? He knows that the executioner holds other hostages, as we all do, because we've heard this from other countries, and then it's a bigger part of the British hostage taker, if you will, network, because that's what it is. Their nickname by their captives, they're called the Beatles. So that's what they're being called, you know, because of the accents, I suppose. And what about the remaining hostages? They have to be in serious danger, because there obviously is no line whatsoever when it comes to ISIS. So this is a huge crisis for Cameron. You have British citizens who have volunteered to go to Syria to fight at 25 times, to emphasize this to you, 25 times the rate that Americans have done. That says something. 500, they know of 500 British citizens so far, and it could even be more, but 500 British citizens that have traveled to Syria to fight. Compare that with the 100 we know for sure from the United States. So this is a big, big problem. The war in Syria is attracting a lot of British fighters from all kinds of backgrounds, not just Syrian descent. The British government refuses to issue or has canceled 23 passports. They've revoked citizenship of 8 British citizens, so they're trying to figure out what can they do. What can they do? And you heard there, Mike Haynes, the family immediately, like the American families, releasing statements, and the Mike Haynes is the brother of David Haynes, who was murdered in cold blood, and, you know, said that this was a guy who was about love. He was a great brother, and he was there when I needed him, and he worked as an aircraft engineer, and he married his childhood sweetheart, and it painted a picture of what he was like ultimately. And he liked the humanitarian roles. So he went to do that kind of work in Syria. And then he was kidnapped, and then he was ultimately beheaded by ISIS. So when is enough is enough? James Baker recently said that, I hate to tell you folks, but U.S. troops need to be on the ground. He was part of the Sunday Swirl, the NBC Meet the Press show, and he told Chuck Todd that, he said, I've got some problems with it, but the biggest, of course, is who are the partners on the ground that the Prez is referring to when he addressed the nation prime time. And he says that means boots on the ground. Remember, Baker served under President George H.W. Bush. He was certainly one of the architects of the plan to take on Saddam Hussein and liberate Kuwait. He told Todd that the United States sent 500,000 troops for operations Desert Storm with thousands of troops in other countries, and there was no question about the resolve. And he said that, you know, we have to have special ops or people who can advise this ground force, who can collect intelligence, who can guide airstrikes, which, duh, that's what we already have. We have black ops in there. We know that. But he says we have to take even further action than that. I mean, he was careful not to say that we should get caught up in the quicksand of the Middle East and get into another ground war, but that we have to be there. And see, this is the problem, and this is the problem we had from last week. Who are these Syrian rebels? Who are these people that we're going to give guns to, equipment to, and expect that they're going to execute the plan when they could very well turn over whatever knowledge they have or whatever weapons or any of that kind of stuff over to ISIS? It's just that simple. Baker did say one thing I agree with, even though people are down on this whole thing. He said there is no country in the world that can pull together a coalition to defeat ISIS like the United States can, and he's right about that. But it was much easier to do in the past than it is to do now. And here's the danger. The danger is not having a timeline, not having a direct strategy, and everything in between that gets mixed up in that, which is what infuriates so many Americans. But I'm afraid this is not going to get any better. We go back to the same thing of what happened in Iraq. How do we ever think with the Kurds and the Sunnis and the Shias that we were going to somehow bring all these groups together when you had Nouri al-Maliki, especially as the guy in charge of Iraq? That was wrong from the start. And unfortunately, he after Hussein, he's the guy who comes in and then he flips it around in a different direction. So there's too much ethnic division in that country. We know that. We know it's splitting apart because of that. But what do we do to move it forward? What is it that we have to do to push it forward? All right, hang with us. We've just scratched the surface. More coming your way next in 3 here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
So who's going to be the next president of the United States? Well, if I knew that, the answer to that question for sure, I'd be a very, very wealthy woman. And I don't know that you'd be hearing my voice here on these airwaves. Wouldn't that be a shame? Because a lot of times the people who jump out in front and look really good aren't there at the end, as we all know. This time it's about Hillary Clinton. The last time she was in Iowa, did you know, and if you remember, she finished third in the caucus in 2008 behind Obama and John Edwards. So she was really partially there to go to Senator Tom Harkin's big steak fry, his big event that he has. It's a fundraising thing, and plus he's retiring from Congress, so it was a perfect ruse, the perfect way to go and just make the rounds in Iowa. And she didn't say she wasn't running. She said she was excited about presidential campaigns, and she said she was thinking about it. But also at the event, of course, was her husband, former President Bill Clinton. And he really pushed for the people that he crossed paths with to vote for the Dems on November 4th. To, as he said, pull the country together to push the country forward. But on Sunday, it was Clinton, Hillary, who delivered the keynote speech that focused on equal pay for women, increasing the minimum wage, thanking Harkin for the time that he had spent in the Senate and his effort for people with disabilities especially. It's interesting, too, because I was thinking about this when I was reading about Hillary Clinton being in Iowa. Harkin was a guy who kind of hammered on Clinton, at least recently he has. He said he had questions about her foreign and economic policies. And, of course, there's more Benghazi stuff happening now. But he was there with the Clintons, introduced Hillary, talked about how accomplished she was when she was in the Senate, talked about her as the Secretary of State, and she didn't make an official statement that she was running, but did say she was excited about the possibility. She was thinking about it, and she did finish the speech saying she wouldn't let another 7 years go by. And, I mean, this is what she ends with. I'm not going to let another 7 years go by, and it's time for us to write new chapters in the American dream. Well, that's a hint, isn't it? New chapters, a few women's issues peppered in between. We're not stunned, right? You knew Hillary Clinton was going to run and was probably going to get it for the Democrats in 2016, because who else is going to pop up there? Be interesting to see what Obama does, though. He's got his buddy Joe Biden, who definitely wants to put his name in. She wants to do it. So who can beat Hillary Clinton in any of the primaries? I shouldn't say that. Who can beat Hillary Clinton when it comes down to the end, let's say to the finish line, after the debates of any of the Democrats that are out there? I would say they don't really want to do that. I mean, isn't this kind of like her give back? So I mentioned Benghazi, and the Benghazi committee is having its first open hearing. So the timing is pretty interesting. They're having their first open hearing on Wednesday, big week actually, coming out of the Capitol. And that's going to be about trying to answer those nagging questions, like what happened, what led to the terror strikes in 2012 in Libya, and what is being done, and which I think is a huge, huge question, what's being done to protect diplomats now at this point, not just there, but everywhere. And this is a Republican-led House committee that's focusing on basically what the State Department has done since those attacks and how they're accountable for the last attacks. Because remember, they have a 5-member independent board just last week, weeks after the attack that was established. You know, I mean, listen, you had an ambassador who everyone loved, who was a public servant his whole life, and who the Libyan people embraced, who they liked. You had these two tough SEALs that were knocked out, too, as well. I mean, actually, I guess all three were one was an information specialist, two were SEALs. So you had two SEALs that were also killed, and you had the information guy who's basically an assistant who's there that were all murdered in that. And the push to find out what led to it is, I don't still think that's ever going away. I mean, it's just not going to go away. That question will constantly be thrown out unless it's knocked down. So who's going to testify on Wednesday? Or that maybe there's going to be some information like the last little bit of toothpaste that can be squeezed out. Think of it like that in your head. Think, you know, toothpaste, but this is political. This is political toothpaste that's being pushed here. So Greg Starr, the Assistant Secretary for Diplomatic Security, Mark Sullivan, Todd Keel, members of the independent panel on best practices, they're all part of this whole thing. And Sullivan is the panel chair. He's a former Secret Service director. Keel is a former Department of Homeland Security assistant secretary. Why am I even going deeper into this? Because this, look at the jobs that they did and look where they're going to be and what's going to happen on Wednesday. So you got Admiral Mike Mullen, who will be called to testify before the select committee, probably Ambassador Pickering, I would imagine, too. And I have to think that all these unanswered questions are going to be poked, prodded, and out there once again to either be knocked down or be thrown around the room. Now, they did capture and arrest a Libyan in June in connection with the attacks, and he's actually waiting for a trial in the United States. But they're still wanting the information that haunts them that's not coming out. And now you figure the Benghazi timing, with the midterms and then the 2016 presidential elections. You know, we've had Bob Ney on the show at least once or twice a week, the former congressman from Ohio who's been through so many of these hearings and whatnot. He says that they'll, you know, this whole Benghazi thing will still come up, but he doesn't believe it's going to have much of an impact on the elections. So it's an interesting thing to wonder, will it have any kind of an impact? I don't think so much on the midterm elections. I agree with that. But will it have any kind of an effect on Hillary Clinton's run that that she'll try to make in 2016? Will that really follow her around? You know, the little piece of tape of her saying, who cares? Let's, you know, we're moving on from that. And the other part of it, which is the question was really never answered, because you had Susan Rice, who was out there saying that it was one thing, and then they're rolling it back in. So you can't put the genie back in the bottle. But really, regardless, will it affect the way people vote? Are they going to say, yeah, remember what happened in 2012? Remember what happened in 2012 with Benghazi? Remember that? We never got a straight answer, and she was Secretary of State, and then look what they did. Susan Rice was all over the show saying one thing, and then it was something else, and we spent all this money in these committees, and we never really got the straight scoop on that, so what are they hiding? Could it be like that 3 a.m. spot that we heard? Who do you want at 3 a.m. when the phone rings? Who do you want to handle that crisis? And they could probably whip this into a, can she handle this kind of a crisis? Look what happened, you know, with Benghazi. And so here we are. I mean, this is the 11th hour for this thing. Does it have enough legs, seriously, to last all the way through to the 2016 elections? And Bob Ney says no. He says it doesn't. That, yes, it'll be brought up, but it's not going to heavily impact somebody who wants to vote for Hillary Clinton and somebody who hates Hillary Clinton and wants nothing to do with Hillary Clinton being president, wasn't going to be tilted in her direction anyway, wasn't going to be swayed. Coming up next on America Tonight, it was a tough week for a lot of people because we were remembering 9/11 once again for the 13th year. It's been 13 years since 9/11, and it sure doesn't seem like 13 years. So we're going to talk to the parents of a young woman who lost her life, unfortunately, on one of the planes. She was flying to do something she had wanted to do for a very, very long time, and she never made that destination. She was part of the passenger list, part of the passengers that were on that plane that went into the Pentagon. Our weekly re-rack, one of them coming up next here on America Tonight.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Going down the dirty inner city side road, I plotted. The madness passed me by, she smiled high, I nodded.
We've been talking about 13 years ago and 9/11. I've already relived it many times on the air, what happened with me and my family living in the area and working back in New York and the radio business and what happened afterwards and how tough it was for all of us. And then our connections to all the other areas as well, because, of course, there were other planes that went down and the Pentagon really rocked our world. There's no question about it. I told the story about my mother just trying so hard to get someone placed in the Pentagon, and then the man that she had gotten the job for at the Pentagon was killed on that day. In our virtual green room right now, Clifton and Michelle Cottom are with us, and it was a rough day for them as well. They had a wonderful daughter who was on a plane, excited to go and take a trip. And unfortunately, she was on that ill-fated plane that was brought down into the Pentagon. Folks, thanks so much for coming on and talking to us about what you've done afterwards and your daughter as well. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Michelle, take us back to that day for you. What happened? Did you get a phone call? How did you find out what had happened?
Like everybody else, I was at work during that time, and that's when my secretary came in the office and told me that there that a plane had ran into the Twin Towers. And so we started to watch the television and watch everything unfold. And then I said to myself, well, wait a minute, my daughter's on a plane somewhere. And I think I might have said that out loud. So everybody in my office and the people who had gathered around to watch the TV with us started bombarding me with questions and saying, okay, where is she? And da 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 da. So we're all running around getting phone lines trying to find out where Asia's plane was. So just the events of the day started to unfold like that. But
yeah,
it was quite some time later before I actually found out and was confirmed that she was on the plane that hit the Pentagon.
Wow. And, you know, I mentioned this at the top. From what I understood, Asia was, I mean, just I've heard wonderful things about Asia, by the way. But I heard that she was going to, is this true, swim with the turtles? Was she on her way to take a vacation?
Actually, she's going to swim with the dolphins.
There you go. That makes more sense. The dolphins. All right, so she was going to swim with the dolphins, and unfortunately she was on that plane. Clifton, for you, what was, you know, that you were obviously probably going back and forth with Michelle. How tough was that when you found the, you know, when you found out the news? Were you just stunned?
Well, pretty much say, yeah, but I was the one who took her to the airport, last one to see her, gave her a hug and kiss and goodbye. So, yeah, pretty much I was done, as you say.
Mm. But, when you think of her, what do you think of now when you think of Asia? When you lose someone that way, how do you keep her alive and those memories alive and keep her, you know, good thoughts coming through you?
Well, what we did, we started a scholarship fund in her name. We give our scholarship money to students, and that helps, you know, that helps in dealing with other, you know, when you're working with other kids, so that keep your mind, and it helps you out, especially when you coach girls basketball.
I bet. Girls basketball. So, Michelle, how many scholarships have you given out?
To date, we've probably given out about 85 scholarships.
Wow.
In the last 12 years.
Wow, 85 scholarships. And is this related, as Clifton was saying, is there a sports twist in this? Is it related to basketball?
Sports is his passion, but the premise of the foundation is because Asia likes science, math, and computers. So that's the disciplines that we actually concentrate on is math, science, and information technology. But the scholarship is available to anyone who applies. And we just, like I said, we kind of concentrate on those areas. But if there's a year that students don't have that discipline, then we certainly look at other things, because you have to write an essay that talks about how 9/11 impacted you and then what you're going to do in your life to help change the circumstances around 9/11. So we look at grades, so we kind of look at some different things. But, again, the three premises we look at is science, math, and information technology.
Yeah. How does that make you feel when, I mean, they've got to be excited when they get these scholarships, these kids?
Oh, yeah, they seem to be all excited. As a matter of fact, we actually have fundraisers every couple of years, and on this Friday, we're actually having a fundraiser that the kids who received the scholarship actually put together for us. They're putting together a gospel concert on Friday, so we're real excited that they're that they're so grateful that they're actually giving back to the foundation because they want to have more funds for other people to go to school.
Wow, how cool is that?
And when That's awesome.
I think it's awesome too, I gotta say. I mean, how awesome is that, a gospel concert and to give back? So with these scholarships now, I can imagine since it's been some time has passed, have you seen some of these, because that would be so cool, have you seen some of these kids go on to get into school, to graduate? What's happened? There's got to be some good stories there.
We're real excited this year as well. The very first scholar that we graduated, her name is Paula Sproul, and she actually graduated from Franklin Pierce Law School and received her JD. So we're real excited about that. We have lawyers, we have nurses, we have teachers. So they've grown up to be excellent young men and young women, and they're doing phenomenal things. So as a matter of fact, this year, since Paula received her JD, she's actually going to be a member of the executive board to advise us on legal matters as we try and grow the foundation. So we think that's awesome.
Oh, I love that. So how did you come up with the idea that this is what we're going to do? We're going to put this in Asia's name. We're just going to do it. We're going to go for it. And that's how we're going to honor her. When did you decide that? When did that light bulb moment hit you?
Actually, pretty much early on, because during 9/11, there was so much outpour of love from just people all around the world, actually. And in our society, basically, people, normally when someone passes away, they bring you food or whatever. So people, because they couldn't physically reach us or touch us, they sent us money. So, I mean, the mailman would come to our house and literally just open up his bag and just pour letters and cards and mementos on my couch. And, I mean, we would receive everything from 11 cents to $1,100. I mean, kids would send us money from all around the world. And I just remember being overwhelmed and saying to, you know, I don't even know what to do with all this, because this was very, very early on. It was probably September, October, November. And a friend of mine, her name is Nicole Green, actually. She used to be the first executive director for the foundation. She actually pitched the idea to us and said, well, why don't you open up a scholarship in her name? And my husband and I just thought that was a fabulous idea. So that's what we did.
So if somebody wants to find out more about the foundation, they want to donate, they want to get involved somehow and be involved in this, how can they do that? Where do they go?
We have a website, and our website is quite simple, asiacottam.com.
Asiacottam.com. That was good. You didn't make it complicated so we would know how to find there. You left the breadcrumbs out for us. That's a very, very good thing. Well, I think it's terrific. Well, I think it's terrific what you're doing, and she knows somewhere she would be so proud. I mean, that's an amazing accomplishment, that amount of scholarships in really a compact kind of time if you think about it. And the fact that, as you said to me, you know, Michelle, that you have lawyers and nurses, and it's just great, and has to be incredibly thrilling for these kids. And I wish you the best, and I hope it just continues to just get bigger and bigger and bigger, and enjoy that gospel concert. That sounds very cool.
Yeah, this year we also did something different. The other thing that we did is we actually put out a book this year. My husband and I wrote a book, and it's called Asia's New Wings. It's an untold story of a girl lost on 9/11, and it basically talks about Asia's life. It talks about what we went through for the last 12 to 13 years, and how we healed, and it talks about how the foundation was birthed out of that. And there's a lot of the scholars are in there telling their stories about how what the foundation has done for them. And it's basically a book about healing and triumph, turning a tragedy into triumph. So we're hoping that people will be blessed by the book as well and learn more about the foundation.
Okay, and we can get that at Amazon.com?
You can get it everywhere books are sold. you can buy, you can actually go on Asia's website and download and request a book. It actually goes on sale everywhere on the 15th, but you can pre-order off of the website now. The books are only $20, and the proceeds go toward her foundation.
All right. Awesome. I know where I'm headed now. Michelle and Clifton Cottom, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and ProEM1 is the key to digestive health. ProEM1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, ProEM1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Turns here on this hour of America Tonight. Speaking of making the final couple of turns, wow, a crazy thing happens when you've got two people dating and they're both race car drivers and they're both on the same track. Every once in a while, when there's a crash, there's a possibility that you could slam into your mate or knock them out of the game, so to speak. Danica Patrick had that situation happen. Can you imagine? She had that situation happen. And, of course, it had the racing world all a Twitter, if you know what I mean, over the two of them colliding, if you will. When she first jumped over to NASCAR, a lot of people were of course, speculating on that. And would that NASCAR people accept her? And how would that all go down? And all that kind of stuff. Now that's the old conversation. It has nothing to do with that anymore. Now it's more about, if anything, it's more about what's going on with NASCAR in general and what's happening in the wake of Tony Stewart and what's going on with the accidents, et cetera, et cetera. And a couple of you actually mentioned that in our mailbag. So without further ado, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you very much. All right, so in our mailbag, the first ones, before we get to the racing stuff, I got this one from Jake in Austin, and Jake says, "Hi, Kate. Thank goodness cooler weather is here, but on another note, unbelievable, I guess, what's happened with this British worker who was just an aid worker. I guess they have no boundaries. Why, for goodness sake, would you kidnap someone like that, and why would you behead them?" But I guess I'll answer that question again. There are no boundaries for this sick, sadistic, twisted group. And I hope ultimately the guy who did that pays the price, who supposedly is British himself. Can you imagine the family? I heard a statement from his brother, and I thought it was really, really sad, except for the brother said that Islam is about peace and love. I thought it was interesting that he pointed that out. He didn't want to say, he was not going to lump everybody into the group of Muslims, and he specifically talked about the difference with ISIS or ISIL. So good for him for doing that. Calmer heads prevailed. But you can only imagine the turmoil that he and his family are really, really feeling. This is awful. All right, here's another one. Along the same lines, this one is from Marianne, who says, "I've listened to the show for a while. This is the first time I've sent an email. It's funny, I hear you mention that a lot, so I want to add mine to the pile. I hope it gets read. I was so sad to hear about another beheading, this time not a journalist, but somebody who was trying to help people from England, and he was apparently a very giving man in nature, according to what his family statement that was released, his brother talking to the reporters in England. I think that absolutely by now we all know that this coalition is going to get bigger, badder, and stronger. And if there is a way to strangle these terrorist thugs, I think this is the group that's going to do it. What do you think?" What I think is that there is no line in the sand. The line has been crossed over already from the very beginning with James Foley. And absolutely, there's already a clandestine group, if you want to call them that, working behind the scenes. And they have been, and they're just ramping up, I think, intelligence in that area. And then this coalition, the targeted airstrikes, the training the Syrian rebels from the Arab world. There was an announcement over the weekend that definitely that's going to happen. They're going to be involved in the airstrikes. I think that makes a huge difference. Now you have Arab partners that are on board with the coalition, and that's what really, really needed to happen. And I think they're just going to blow them out of the water. I really do. I think it's like an extermination. They're going to exterminate every single one of them they can find, meaning this coalition. We may not end up knowing every single detail, but I guarantee absolutely this is where it's headed. Do I think it needs to happen? Absolutely. I think that's where what has to happen and should happen, frankly, without a doubt. Here are some of the racing ones. This one came in from Jimmy, who says, "Girl, I know that you've mentioned before being at some of the races, and you said you had a new respect for drivers once you actually went into the pits and saw what it took to be behind the wheel. Crazy. Where you got kitty cat racer Danica Patrick, I don't know that reference, who got in a tangle with Ricky Stenhouse, who is her boyfriend. It was an on-track kind of deal, and they were in the closing laps of the Sprint Cup Series races, and this happened in Chicago. I don't know if you saw it or not. But they kept the camera on every single thing that you could possibly see of this. And I'll tell you, they didn't look too happy, let's put it that way. Well, what I saw was, and I just saw tape of this, is that Danica Patrick jumped out of her car. It was all smashed up and banged up and just went to the, she just went to the, you know how they have those motor house homes, which I saw when I first went to my first race, which was an IRL race, and didn't, there was a reporter that was trying to chase her down, didn't talk to the reporter, which I'm not surprised by that, but there were some comments that were released by her team where they quoted her as saying that she heard her spotter say that the 14 teammate was below her on the track, and she said, I didn't know the 17 was there on the high side of the track, which was Ricky, and she said that her spotter took the blame on that one. I just didn't know Ricky was up there, and I didn't want to hit his car or anyone else with 10 laps to go. And she said, I talked to him afterwards, and it's fine. It's just a tough deal. So 10 laps to go, and they get tangled up. I think that that had to be an interesting conversation. I'd like to be a fly on the wall to hear what that conversation was about. All right, I got another one on the racing thing, and this one from John, who says, Kate, are you a fan of Danica Patrick's? Did you see what happened today at Chicagoland? Her and her boyfriend had only a little bit of time left in the race, or a few laps to go, and they ended up crashing into each other. And Danica Patrick's car was, like, spinning out of control. And she said that she was hit, and the replays didn't really kind of give you a conclusive idea of what happened. But if you were racing against your husband, what would happen if you slammed your car up against him with 10 laps to go? It wouldn't be good. But we wouldn't be in that situation. I don't think we'd be in that situation. But no, it would not be good. I just, when so much goes into this whole racing thing, and you're, you know, it's the race for the points and all the money and the sponsors and everything that goes into auto racing, how expensive an sport is, crazy expensive. Of course, when you're there in the money, you don't get knocked out of it, and especially by the person that you're sleeping with, which is what the situation is there, where they're saying, well, it's not, you know, it's not official as to what happened. It's the spotter's fault or whatever. But when she was on her thing, like I said, and somebody said this in the email, the 17 car hit her, which is his car. Which is what they do. They say the number of the car. But anyway, it happened, and then there was another restart. That's what they have to do when they have an accident like that. And I guess there were 6 laps to go, and it changed the ending of that. And it could have made a difference for either one of them, I suppose. It's not, although I didn't realize this, it's not the first time they've run into each other on the track. It happened in New Hampshire last year. And she was the one that started the wreck. She had apologized. Everybody was all over her about that. And he was in the middle of that, too. So how about that? I don't know. It could make, you know, that what they say. Could make for some strange conversation, couldn't it? All right. Thanks for your emails, and thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.